Jefferson County North Coaches Insight Program here on KARE 93.7. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. I'm Brandon Tam. We're joined now by the JCN girls basketball coach, that is Steve Knoll, as they get set for a game tonight at home against Pleasant Ridge to close out the 24 portion of the schedule. We'll talk about the Rams in just a moment. But, Coach, the last time out on Friday night, you guys played at home, a non-league opponent against Tonganoxie, and Tonganoxie able to get that win 47-34. It's been a few days, and you've had some time to kind of dissect on that one. But what were kind of the initial overall thoughts and takeaways from the game on Friday against Tonganoxie?
Well, you know, overall, there were some bright spots in it. I think we had a one-point lead at halftime. We were down one at the end of the third quarter. And then we just kind of had some mental breakdowns and let them get to the basket a few times. And they had a guard that was just got to where she could take the ball to the hoop when she wanted to, and we just didn't get her stopped. So, you know, biggest thing we took out of that is we need to get a little more physical and we need to react a little quicker on drives to the basket. And I think we've improved on that since the other day. So, but for three quarters, you know, I didn't think we played too bad. It was that fourth quarter that we just weren't able to get the things that done that we wanted to get done.
Now you guys get a little bit of extra time. No game on Tuesday night this week, so you've had a little bit extra practice time this week getting ready for a game at home tonight against Pleasant Ridge. This is a Rams team that's 2-2 right now. They beat Riverside on a Tuesday night by 10. That was a 47-37 final, but it's kind of the first look at Pleasant Ridge, and what kind of game can you expect tonight against the Rams?
You know, they're going to be tough. They got some good players, and you know, we've got to come out and hopefully play our game. You know, we can't let them get to the basket. Want to make sure we get a hand in their face when they open for those outside shots. Those are two things that we kind of haven't been doing. You know, we've been letting people get to the basket. We've been letting people take some open outside shots. I think if we cut those things down and then get back to kind of pushing the ball with the speed we want to push it, I think things will have a little better tendency to hopefully go our way.
Once you get through this game tonight and then you get a couple of weeks off for the holiday break, do you already have kind of an idea what the heavy emphasis is going to be on what you guys are looking to improve upon for those extra practices, or does some of it dictate kind of how tonight's game plays out? Maybe we'll determine how you kind of handle these next couple of weeks in practice.
Yeah, basically we kind of know kind of what we want to add and kind of what we want to continue to work on over the time. And this year seems more than most years that we're going to have, you know, a few more practices over break. So hopefully we can get a lot of those things added. But, you know, like I said, we're looking back at the first part of the season. You know, we're a young team. We've kind of, as long as we learn from our losses, I think that'll be a good thing for us. And so far, it seems that we've kind of learned, you know, things we can't do, we need to get better at doing, you know, and for the things we haven't done, we need to get better with. And so far, it's been good that way. Hopefully, we can just kind of build on that over Christmas break and then get to where, you know, we're a team that's, you know, hopefully can get people concerned here in the second half.
Get you out of here on one Christmas-related question. Kind of switching it up with the coaches we're talking to, but I'll just ask you a pretty simple one. What's your favorite part about the Christmas holiday?
Probably more than anything, just being around the family and everything. Got a number of grandkids now and really enjoy spending the time with them.
There it is. Great stuff. Steve Knoll, Jefferson County North Girls basketball coach. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. They play tonight at home against Pleasant Ridge to close out the 24 portion of the schedule. Then they'll be back to it January 7th on the road at McLouth, really diving into the NEKL portion of the schedule in 2025. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Enjoy the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you in 2025.
Thanks, Brandon.